of the English congregation, we started to the nine paths of a Christ follower.
在英文部，我们的这个信息开始了，就是基督，跟随基督的九条道路。
We're looking at each of the nine aspects of the fruit of the Spirit as a path of discipleship.
我们把圣灵所结的九个果子，把每一个果子，我们当作跟随基督的一条路。
It's my joy to share with you the second path, joy.
今天是我的这个喜乐，在这里就是为跟大家一起分享圣灵所结的第二个果子的这条路，叫做喜乐。
Not everyone has the same idea of who Christians are, or what a pastor is like for that matter.
并不是每一个人都对基督徒或者是牧师有同样的这样看法。
Once I was knocking on doors in the neighborhood.
有一次我到邻边的社区去敲门。
I'll never forget one lady who answered the door.
我永远都不会忘记其中一个女主人她开门时候的情景。
I introduced myself, and as soon as I told her I'm a pastor, she moved back, and you could see fear come over her face.
我介绍我是我开始做自我介绍。当一旦我介绍到我是一个牧师的时候，你会看到那恐惧的表情在他脸上显现出来。
You would have thought I had introduced myself as a serial killer.
当然想起我是不是介绍我自己成为一个系列的杀手。
Now I don't know if she had a really bad experience with a pastor in the past.Or she's been watching too much TV, I don't know.
我不知道她是不是跟牧师以前的这个经历不太好，或者是她看了太多的电视。
But the fact remains, not everybody has a positive image of Christians.
但是事实上在如今并不是每一个人都对基督徒有一个正面的印象。
In fact, for many, many people, they perceive Christians as negative people.
实际上很多很多人实际上看基督徒是以比较消极的一个负面的一个形象。
So here I share with you a few common impressions people have of Christians.
所以今天我给大家分享一下如今很多人他们是怎么样看基督徒的。
Next slide. Yeah. Christians are sourpusses. They suck the fun out of the atmosphere.
基督徒是讨人厌的家伙，他们来的时候，他们就把我们生活中的快乐都带走了。
Go ahead. Christians are one-dimensional, unimaginative, unintelligent, boring, and bored people.
基督徒是简单的一维的人，他们没有想象力，他们也没有多少智慧，他们是讨厌的、无聊的人。
Yeah.Christians are judgmental, self-righteous, dry, somber, and lifeless.
基督徒他们是喜欢评判的，他们自以为义，他们是无情的，阴森可怕的，他们是毫无生气的。
Christians are only serious people and are so bound up with being right and wrong that they cannot enjoy life.
基督徒他们对于正确和错误太严肃认真，他们因此把自己框住。而不能够享受生活。
Next slide. Christians are enslaved by narrow minds, narrow morals, and they want you to enjoy misery, their company, because misery loves company.
基督徒他们是成为自己狭隘思想和狭隘道德观的奴隶，他们喜欢聚会。因为他们这个凄惨的生活，他们需要大家一起鼓励。
They have no sense of humor.
They have no sense of humor.
And they wish you would just get along with following the rules.
他没有幽默感，他们也希望你们加入他们，然后跟他们一起来服从他们思想的这些观点。
Now is that a little extreme?
是不是有一点过分？
Maybe.
可能吧。
But considering that lady's reaction to me when I knocked on her door,
想想那个女主人 他自己的这个表情当我敲门的时候。
Maybe we should not be surprised that a lot of people think of us in these terms.
因此我们可能不应该惊讶，现在有很多人实际上是这么看我们基督徒的。
Is it unfair?
是不是不公平？
Well, of course.
当然了。
But other than the misinformation that's out there in the media and that propagates typical stereotypes, there must be a reason why people have this impression of us.
除了在媒体、在、那些、好莱坞、那些、里面所表达的对基督徒的偏见以外，那么、实际上呢，还有可能还有一些其他的原因。
What is missing?
到底是缺了什么呢？在信息里面。
To answer this question, I want to ask another question.
在回答这个问题，我想问大家另外一个问题。
What is a disciple?
什么是门徒？
Usually the most common answer to this question is a to-do list.
实际上我们看到的很多答案实际上是一个要做的一个行为的一列表。
Disciples witness.
我们门徒需要见证。
Evangelize.
需要传福音。
Keep a regular quiet time.
需要有安静的灵修的时间。
Pray a lot.
经常的祷告。
They go to Bible studies.
要去查经班。
They memorize their Bible.
要背诵经文。
Help other people.
帮助其他人。
Serve in the church.
在教会侍奉。
And herein lies much of what is missing.
实际上在这里面我们就看到了什么是缺少的。
We are focused on the to-dos.
我们太重视我们要做的了。
Now don't misunderstand me. I'm not hinting that these are not important.
不要误解我，这些我并不是说这些不重要。
Yet in all my years of Bible study and preaching, I find that an awful lot of what it means to follow Jesus has to do with attitude and motive.
在我这么多年的布道，这么多年的研究灵修生活中，我觉得一个几乎是最重要的一条路是跟随基督，是我们要考虑自己的动机和态度。
What is missing in most people's concept of discipleship?
在大部分人他们对门徒的概念里面缺少什么呢？
There it is. How many lists or agendas of discipleship speak about the path of joy?
有多少我们对门徒的解释中间谈到喜乐？
How many speak of the importance of having joy in order to be a follower of Jesus?
更有多少谈到在喜乐是多么的重要，帮助我们跟随耶稣呢？
Yeah, what could be more attractive to the non-Christian to consider following Christ than this?
对于非基督徒来说，有什么比这更有吸引力呢？跟随基督。
So I ask you, fellow Christ followers,
所以说我问你们基督的跟随者。
Do you have joy?
你们有喜乐吗？
Well, as we consider what Paul has said here, the fruit of the Spirit is love, it is joy, and he goes on, let us map out the path of joy.
就在这里我们刚才才读到保罗他说的圣灵所结的果子，有喜乐，有爱，有仁爱，有喜乐。那我们这先来定义一下什么是喜乐。
Here's my first point. Map out the path of joy.
这里我们一起来看一下这个喜乐的道路的地图。
You know, if you're going to go on a long hike, especially a day-long hike, you're going to pull out a map and you're going to study it and orient yourself to it.
特别是当你在计划郊游、登山的时候，你、尤其是很远的时候、常常是需要有一个地图，然后知道所有的这个道路地理。
And this hike here, you see, if you start on the left, your left side there, and you go up to the end, it's about 2.5-3 mile walk.
在这张地图里面，你从左手左边一直走到右下方，这个时候大概有 2.5个英里的这样的一个路。
And you see that it follows up a creek bed, and by the time you end up at the end, you've gone up about 1,000 feet or so, 1,500 feet.
你们可以看到这个路旁边也有一个小的溪流，然后如果你顺着这条路走，走的话，大概也有1000个英尺的这样的高度走上去。
And right here, you see there's the telegraph wash. Telegraph wash, right here.
Telegraph wash. OK, 这个好像在那条线上, 刚才Pastor Max说的, 好像是一个, 高度。
Yeah. A wash is a dry creek bed. You might want to know this if you're going to hike up there, because if it starts raining, you want to stay away from this wash, because it can fill up real quick and you get a flash flood. That's what happens with washes.
好像是河床，河床，对，谢谢。好像是干的河床，下雨以后的话，那个河床就会变成这个溪流。So
you want a map. You want to map it out before and plan everything before you go on your hike.
所以说你必须要计划一下你自己的这个登山的旅程。Thank
you for the slides.
谢谢这个 slides.
So we want to follow the path of joy. We got to orient ourselves first. Let's understand what joy is.
当我们要走向喜乐的道路的时候，我们要清楚这个喜乐是什么。
So first I looked on the internet and I looked at Wikipedia, but by the time I finished reading their definition, I was more confused than I started.
所以我到网上去看了这个 Wikipedia 上面的定义，当我看完以后，我自己更加的这个迷惑了。
Then I looked in the dictionary and the dictionary says that joy is intense and especially ecstatic or exalted happiness.
在字典上这么记载的喜乐是那种强烈的，并且是完全沉醉在其中的那种快乐。
I know it's just super happy.
对，另外一个话说就是你非常非常的快乐。
非常非常的快乐，哦，对。 Wow. I'm going to have to disagree with that a little bit.
我可能稍微有一点不同意。
At least in Christianity, we distinguish the difference between joy and happiness.
至少从我们基督的角度来看的话，我们认为喜乐和这个高兴、快乐是不一样的。
So I looked in the Evangelical Dictionary of Theology.
所以说我看到我们这个神学福音派的字典里面。
It had about 3 pages on joy.
大概有3页纸的定义。
But this one short paragraph I really liked.
但是有一小段我特别喜欢。
It says, joy is a delight in life that runs deeper than pain or pleasure.
他提到这个喜乐是生命中间的一种快乐，它比这个。 痛苦或者是一般的这种愉快要更深层次。
From a biblical perspective, it is not limited by nor tied solely to external circumstances.
从这个圣经的角度，喜乐它并不跟外界的环境有直接的联系。
Joy is a gift of God, and like all His other inner gifts, it can be experienced even in the middle of extremely difficult circumstances.
喜乐是上帝的一个礼物，就跟他其他给我们的灵魂的礼物一样，我们可以经历它，即使在最困难的情况下。So
that joy is deeper than happiness.
所以喜乐是要比一般的高兴要更深层次。So
we see that joy is not merely an emotion.
所以说我们看到喜乐不是简单的情绪。
It is also an attitude.
它是态度。
I like to think of it as an emotional attitude or an attitude of emotion.
它是我们情绪的一种态度。
Therefore, joy is not equal to pleasure.
因此喜乐也跟愉快不一样。
And therefore, it is not equal to merely happiness.
所以说，它也跟一般的高兴不一样。
Because happiness comes and goes based on our circumstances. I get the gift I want for Christmas, I'm happy.
所以说因为高兴它常常来也可能会走，比如说在圣诞节的时候我收到礼物我就非常高兴。
The other day, Patrick ordered some headphones over the internet. They arrived. He was happy. He unpacked it and everything. And before he even plugged them into his ears, they broke. And then he was unhappy.
有一天我儿子 Patrick 他在网上订了一个耳机，立体声的耳机，所以说他来的时候他就非常高兴，但是还没有帮他把耳机插到他的那个耳朵里面的时候，他耳机已经坏了，他就很不高兴。
Happiness comes and goes with circumstances, joy stays.
高兴是跟外界的环境有关系，但是呢，喜乐却是跟外界环境没有关系。
I am struck by what Job says in chapter 6, verse 10, when he says, But it is still my consolation, and I rejoice in the middle of unsparing pain that I have not denied the words of the Holy One.
约伯给我很大的提醒特别是下面这一句话，他提到我因没有违弃那圣者的言语，就人以此为安慰，在不止息的痛苦中还可以越药。
When my mother died about a year and a half ago, I was both sad and joyful.
当我母亲在一年半以前去世的时候，我同时是很悲伤，但是也是很喜乐。
Sad for my loss, but joyful for her gain.
我悲伤因为她离开我们，我喜乐因为她去天降。
No more pain, no more spending all the time in bed, no more being isolated from people because she couldn't really talk clearly anymore. No more boredom, no more depression.
我因为他再也没有在不用在病床上那种痛苦那种呻吟那种与众亲戚的那种隔离。
She had entered her rest into the joy of Jesus, and I know I will see her again.
他已经与基督同在这个天国里面喜乐，而且我也清楚的知道我以后还要再看见他。
You see, joy is a gift of the Holy Spirit.
喜乐是不是也是圣灵的一种礼物？
It is the fruit of the Spirit, and the fruit is something that just naturally flows out of the nature of a plant. Apple trees bear apples, fig trees give figs, and so forth. They don't have to force it, it just happens.
果子是树上很自然所结出来的，就好像苹果树结苹果，无花果树结无花果，我们不用特别的设计什么。
Now, there are not nine different fruits of the Spirit. There's only one fruit of the Spirit.
实际上圣灵跟圣灵这个树也是一样，它没有九种果子，它圣灵这种树也只有一种果子。
Now, I don't know how clear the Chinese is, but the English is rather vague. It sounds like it's singular or plural either way.
我不知道中文翻译是怎么样，但是呢，在英文里面是比较明确的。
But in the original language, it's very clear, it's singular, it's one fruit, and there are nine aspects of it.
特别是在最开始的语言里面很清楚，圣灵所结的果子只有一个翻译的。
Now, I left my apple at home, it's a prop, but I left it at home, but pretend I have an apple in my hand for a minute.
那好像我手中有一个苹果，大家就这么想象。
The apple is, it's more or less round.
它或多或少基本上是圆的。
It's mostly red with maybe a little bit of green and whitish flecking in it.
它基本上是红的，也有一些绿的和白的一些点点。
It's about 2.5 inches in diameter.
它大概是2.5个这个英寸这么宽。
It's juicy.
我咬了一口，它的那个汁很多。
Sweet.
非常的甜。
But a little bit of tartness, I like that.
有一点点的酸，但是我很喜欢。
It's firm.
它很硬。
And nice white flesh in there.
有很多很好的这个白色的这个肉。
Oh, I have a hard core and some black seeds in the middle.
在中间我们会看到很硬的这个核，然后有一些黑颜色的种子。
Those are all aspects that describe that one fruit, the apple.
这些都是不同的这个性质或者品性，他们都描述了苹果是怎么样。
In the same way, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, etc. describe the one fruit which is the character of Jesus himself.
同样的，我们刚刚谈到仁爱、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善，像这些都是圣灵果子的不同的品性，也描述了基督他本身是怎么样的品性。
The Holy Spirit, which is conforming us to be like Jesus, Romans 8, is bearing these characteristics of Christ in our life.
在罗马书里面说到圣灵就是要把我们每一个基督徒要变成像这样有这些属性品性的果子，作为基督的跟随者。
You want to know what Jesus looks like?
你们想知道耶稣是看起来像什么样吗？
You want to know what a Christ follower looks like?
你想知道基督的跟随者像什么样吗？
These are the characteristics.
这些就是他们的品性。
Love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and joy.
仁爱、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制和喜乐。
And since joy is a part of the fruit of the Spirit, that means that joy is given from God.
因为喜乐是圣灵其中的一种品性。
It is not just a self-generated emotion.
所以喜乐是神赐给我们的，而不是我们自己能够产生的。
But it is something we may cooperate with God in having.
是我们能够跟神在天国里面的神同工。
Joy is to be sought in God and found from God.
喜乐是我们要向上帝求的。也是上帝赐给我们的。
In fact, if you read the scriptures enough, especially the Psalms, you will find that God is a God of joy.
如果我们看诗篇的话，我们经常会看到，实际上我们的上帝就是一个喜乐的上帝。
So then there are some implications for us.
因此，那么对于我们来说，就有一些结果。
Joy is expected of the Christian.
喜乐是我们基督徒所应该有的。
Joy is to be asked for by the Christian.
喜乐是我们需要上神求的。
Joy is also loyalty to God.
喜乐是我们的对神的信实。
Being made in the image of God and seeking to be conformed to the image of Christ, we need.To have joy. We ought to have joy. It is loyal to God to have joy.
我们是按照神的形象造的，同时我们又是基督的跟随者，因此我们应该有这个喜乐，我们必须要有喜乐。喜乐是我们对神的这个信实。
So, 喜乐 means joy, huh?
Yeah.
喜乐。See, I'm going to learn a new word today. Praise God. So, that's the orientation.We've mapped things out a little bit.
所以说我们看到这个我们给喜乐这张地图，我们看到了喜乐的不同的这个属性和这个我们怎么样得到喜乐。
Second, let us embrace some reasons for joy.
第二，我们来看一下为什么要喜乐。
There are some reasons to have joy.
有喜乐实际上有很多原因的。
Other than what I just said, we need to be loyal to God.
除了我刚才谈到我们要对神忠心以外，
There's a very practical reason to have joy.
喜乐实际上有很多实际的原因我们需要喜乐。
Nehemiah 8:10 says, The joy of the Lord is my strength.
在尼希米记八章十节里面提到喜乐来自于上帝的喜乐是我的力量。
How much strength do you have when you're discouraged?
当你被忧伤的时候，你的有多少力量呢？
Well, how much strength do you have when you're sad?
当你沮丧的时候，你支撑你的力量从哪来呢？
How much strength do you have when you're depressed? You feel like staying in bed and not even getting out.
你有多少力量当你忧郁的时候，你在床上起不来的时候。
But when you have joy, when you have the joy of the Lord, you can do almost anything.
当你有来自神的这个喜乐的时候，你可以做任何事情。
Why is it that children have so much energy? It's because they're so full of life. They're so full of joy. They'll run you ragged.
为什么小孩他们有那么多的精力，他们就是跑来跑去也不感觉累，因为他们就是有很多很多的喜乐。
You want to have strength, you need to have joy.
如果你需要有精神力量的时候， 你就需要有喜乐。
It is an encouragement in bad times.
它是在坏的情况下的时候给我们无比的鼓励。
Joy is a guard against despair.
它是我们在绝望的时候是我们的保护。
And it is a barrier to sin.
它是我们与罪之间的屏障。
After all, if you're full of joy, then you're not likely to give up and give in.
那么说到底，当我们有喜乐的时候，我们就不会放弃。
That's a very practical reason to have joy. Psalm 92 talks about having joy in the works of God, delighting in the works of God.
在诗篇92篇里面谈到，看到上帝的工作而喜乐。
And what are the works of God?
上帝的工作在哪里呢？
Well, I think love is the greatest work of God.
仁爱，爱就是上帝的一个很巨大的工作。
Who cannot have joy in the love of God?
谁看到上帝的爱而不喜乐呢？
That he has demonstrated to us.
这种爱他向我们显现。
Joy in changed lives. God changes lives.
当我们看到神在我们生命中间动工的时候，我们就看到喜乐。
I know a young man whose life was headed to a lifetime in the jail.
我看到一个年轻人，他要走进监狱的时候。
But he found Jesus.
但是他看到他这个时候发现了耶稣。
And now instead of being in jail or instead of being dead from a drug overdose, he's married with a child and working as an EMT.
那他因为他遇见耶稣，所以说他在于他就没有去监狱，也没有这个就是被毒所困惑。
And I just say, praise God. I'm full of joy. His life has changed.
所以我在我心里面说，感谢神，感谢主，我真是看见了这个，感受到了这个喜乐。
Oh, and I look at God's creation, and it's like, wow, what an awesome imagination and full of life you are, Lord.
当我看到神的这个创造的时候，我真是看到神呢无比的想象力和伟大的创造和智慧，我因此也是感受到了喜乐。
Or consider God's faithfulness.
再想一想神他自己的这个忠实。
Every time I betray God, yet He turns around and brings me back into His arms.
每一次我反叛，我离开神，我背逆的时候，神总是用他的宽大的膀臂把我带回来。
If I betray other people, they will reject me, but God keeps bringing me back.
当我如果叛逆其他的人的时候的话，他们可能会离开我，但是神从来没有放弃过我。
These are just a few of the works of God, a few reasons to have joy in God's work.
刚才我谈到的只是很少的几样神的工作。
How about having joy in God Himself?
那我们想一想，就是在神里面，我们那无比的喜乐。
Psalm 95 speaks about having joy in God.
在诗篇95篇里面就谈到很简单的在神里面的这种喜乐。
Is the mark of a Christian that they will love God.
我们基督徒有一个品性，就是我们爱我们的神。
As a son has joy in his mother.
就好像这个儿子在他母亲的怀抱里面。
One of my earliest memories is of my mother and how beautiful she was.
在我童年的记忆里面，我母亲是多么的美丽。
I must have been 4 or 5 years old, but I was in love with my mommy. That's for sure.
我那时候才4、5岁，但是我是那么喜欢爱我的母亲。
Oh, that's the kind of joy we ought to have in God.
那就是那样的喜乐，我们应该看到我们的神，我们就应该有同样的喜乐。
As a bride for her groom.
好像是一个新娘对新郎来说。
Maybe it's too abstract for us because we can't touch God or see God or physically hear Him.
可能有一点抽象，因为我们不能够亲眼看见他，或者是用手来摸他。
But if we spend time to contemplate Him and know Him and interact with Him and pray, the better we know God, the more we can take joy in Him and delight.And Him, how lovely He is, how wonderful He is, how awesome and great He is.
但是如果我们能够能够思考，那我们能够在他里面祷告，那我们能够与他交通，我们就会看到他是多么美好，多么智慧，多么仁爱，多么伟大的一位神。
He can have joy and hope.
我们在盼望里面喜乐。
After all, we Christians.Have great hope, do we not?
我们作为基督徒，我们有伟大盼望，不是吗？
God has given us many great promises, and the worst thing that can happen to us is that we die, and even there is hope.
神给我们很多的这个应许，那么最糟糕的情况是我们死去后，我们的应许都没有得到。
As I mentioned before, that's one of the reasons I can have joy even as we were burying my mother.
这就是我提到了刚才我母亲去世的时候，为什么在她葬礼的时候我仍然有喜乐。
Surely there is joy in salvation.
在救恩里面有喜乐。
Every time a person comes to Christ, the very angels in heaven rejoice.
当每一个弟兄姊妹得救的时候，在天上的天使他们都喜乐，他们都歌唱。
I have this one photograph that comes to my mind.
我有这样的一个，在我脑海里面有这样一个照片。
It's a picture of Xiao Fang's father about 3 months before he died.
是我太太孝芳她的父亲的一个照片。
It's a picture of his baptism.
是他在他受浸礼的这样的一个照片。
Oh, you can see the pure joy on his face.
你可以看到那就是很简单的，那就是完全沉醉在其中的喜乐在他脸上显露出来。
Oh, it makes me smile every time I see it.
每一次我看到或者想起那个照片的时候，我就会微笑。
God has saved us all from our sin, and He has given us a home with Him forever.And a clean conscience and peace. Oh, what joy.
神就是把我们从罪中间救出来，当我们得到那个自由的时候，当我们从里面发出来那种喜乐的时候，那真是非常非常的美好。
Joy is our heritage. It's what God made us for.
喜乐是我们所继承的，这是为什么神造我们的一个原因。
Did you know that?
你们知道吗？
When God made Adam and Eve, He put them in the Garden of Eden.
神在亚当和夏娃的时候，他把他们放到伊甸园里面。
Now we transliterate the word Eden from Hebrew. We just take the sounds and put them in English.
这个伊甸园这个翻译只是音译，就是直接读音相近。
But if you were to translate the Hebrew word Eden, Adan, it means joy.
但在希伯来语
it means rapture.
在希伯来语里面的话，伊顿这个伊甸园它指的是就是喜乐，它是伊甸园就是一个喜乐的园。
Yeah, it means garden of 喜乐。
就表示喜乐的花园。
It's the garden of happiness where they walked with God face to face and they were full of joy continually.
就是在这个无比喜乐的园里面，他们与神共同生活在一起。
So embrace joy because that's what God wants.
So 让我们一起的拥抱这个喜乐，因为这个神希望我们这样。
How can you be a follower of Jesus and not be full of joy?
现在我们谈到这么多，我们怎么可能作为一个耶稣的跟随者而不喜乐呢？
So third, I say follow the path to joy.
所以说在第三个我要谈的就是跟随一个喜乐的道路。
Yes, joy is a gift of the Holy Spirit, but we are called to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and obey and receive that joy.
是，圣灵是这个喜乐是圣灵的一个果子，但是我们也需要与圣灵同工，能够完全的在享受喜乐。
So follow the path to joy.
所以我们要跟随喜乐的道路。
That starts first with a commitment, a determination.
第一步是我们要决心，要有这样一个喜乐的态度。
Commit yourself to joy. Make this.Adopt this as the attitude you will have.
定下心智，让我们在不管在什么环境下，我们都有这样的一个喜乐的态度。
Then educate yourself.
同时，我们也要教育我们自己。
We did that a little bit above, where we covered reasons for joy. But read the Psalms; they are full of Psalms that call for joy and rejoicing.
今天我们谈到了一些喜乐的原因，但是请大家去读诗篇，这诗篇里面谈到了无比的各种各样的这个经文，就是喜乐的，我们应该喜乐的原因。
Seek to know God in such a way that you will be in wonder of who He is.
让我们就是寻求上帝的带领，让我们就知道神他自己那无比美妙的就是照我们希望我们成为的这样的一些目的。
Third, ask God for joy.
第三点是寻求在上帝里面寻求喜乐。
And He knows how to give us good gifts. He will answer that prayer because that is His will.
他会回答我们的祷告，他会亲自的赐给我们喜乐。
And keep on asking God for will for joy.
让我们不要放弃，我们一直的就是向神求喜乐。
For contemplate the positive.
让我们有一个乐观的这样的一个思考和态度。
Speak to yourself about joy.
对自己说喜乐。
One of the psalmists says, Why are you downcast, O my soul? And then later he says, I will yet praise my God.
在诗篇里面也提到，为什么我的灵魂忧郁但是呢，我仍然要赞美我的上帝。
My wife, and she doesn't mind me telling you this, so don't worry. My wife, she tells me I'm too positive.
我的那个太太说我太这个乐观。
She thinks I tend to be naive.
他认为我常常的比较幼稚。
I think it's the other way around. She's too negative.
我自己感觉他是比较这个保守。
God wants us to be positive. He doesn't want to be naive. I'm not saying be naive, but He wants us to be positive.
神是希望我们有一个乐观积极的态度，当然他并不是希望我们要比幼稚。
That we may not know the reason why some bad things happen to us, but that doesn't mean that we have to be pulled down in sadness all the time. We can yet hope in God.
是，我们常常不知道一些事情发生的原因，但是这并不能就要求我们整天的忧虑。
So fifth, train yourself to be optimistic.
所以第五点是你们要积极的训练你们自己成为一个乐观的人。
Make it an exercise when you run into a situation, take your pen or pencil and think about and write out what is positive about this.
当你遇见一些事情的时候，你就坐下来用笔写下来这样事情发生但是有哪一些比较积极面的因素呢？
Now, you may be totally puzzled as to what could possibly be positive about having another fight with your wife or your husband.
Right. 所以说有一些事情的话你可能想不出有什么积极的原因。
But if you put your mind to thinking about it, you can think of something, oh, okay, I'm learning to be humble. That's good.
比如说如果你的太太有另外一个情人还是怎么说
I'm learning to apologize. Oh, that's so hard. Okay, that's good.
对但是你在这种情况下你可以写 你自己是学习作为怎么谦卑。
Make it a habit of listing what's positive and eventually you will learn to see what is positive.
要有这样的态度就是尽量在事情中间寻找这个积极的态度这样的话到最后你就会发现你有这样的一个习惯。
6, focus on who God is and what he has done for you, is doing for you, and will do for you.
那我们就是定睛在看到我们的上帝并且是关注他已经给我们成就了什么他正在成就什么还有他将会成就什么
对 Because life is not just about your circumstances. God is at work in everything in your life.
因为神上帝他并不是只是关注你周围的这些事情实际上他也是在你的生命中在你生命中每一刻
You may not be able to see or know what God is doing, but it is guaranteed that God is in control of all, and he is working.
你也许并不一定能感觉到但是神他实际上在控制每一件事情
I keep on thinking of poor Peter walking on the water and got his eyes off of Jesus and looked at the waves instead.
我一直在想这个彼得他在海上行走的时候突然他的眼睛离开了耶稣
Then he began to sink Oh save me Jesus
所以他马上就沉下去他说救我耶稣
If he had kept his eyes off the circumstance of the waves and on to Jesus he would have made it
如果他的眼睛不要看那些恐惧的风浪的时候而只定睛耶稣他就会走到耶稣面前
Now, I know this list is too long, but I'll go on anyway. 7, give testimony. Tell others what's good and what God's been doing. Sing praises to God.
我知道这个我谈到很多，但是呢，我要继续下去，因为这些都很重要。第七点是要做为神做见证，把你生命中间的见证告诉别人。
8, and maybe the most important, you have to trust God.
第八点也许是最重要的就是你必须要相信神
That's the bottom line
这是我们最重要的
God's the one in control If you trust him Then you can have confidence and peace and joy In the midst of every circumstance of life Not just the good But the bad as well
因为神他是作者为王他是控制所有的事情当我们把我们的信心放在神身上的时候我们就有神赐给我们的这个喜乐平安
And yes, there are bad circumstances
是的坏的事情是会发生
But God is in control even of those to bring out good
但是神在那些情况下的时候他也是在控制一切并且把好的事情带给我们
Ninth, spend time with people of joy
第七点是与喜乐的弟兄姊妹交通
Yeah, we need to spend time with depressed people to help them get undepressed but you know what? It's awfully depressing to be around depressed people all the time. Just spend some time with some joyful people. It rubs off on you.
是我们需要与忧郁的这些旁边也需要帮助人与他们交流交通以至于能帮助他们但是呢我也想提醒大家我们也需要与喜乐的弟兄姊妹交通
Commit yourself to joy, educate yourself for joy, ask God for joy, contemplate the positive, train yourself to be optimistic, focus on God, give testimony, trust God, and spend time with people of joy.
下定心志要有一个喜乐的态度，要教育自己，要向神寻求喜乐，并且要思考，要训练自己，并且定睛在神身上。做见证相信神最后是与喜乐的弟兄姊妹交通
弟兄姐妹Most people think of discipleship as a program.
很多人以为门徒做门徒是一个一个节目。
Something that is done in a classroom.
只是在课堂里面才会成就发生的。
But while Jesus did teach all these things, the theology and everything, and Bible memory and so forth to his disciples, he did it while they were walking in the countryside and walking through towns and riding on boats and eating together. They followed Jesus to the marketplaces and to the temple, rubbing shoulders with people, interacting with friends and enemies, and relationship with people all the time.
但是我们看到耶稣并不是这样，他是把他的门徒带到旷野里面，把他的门徒带到海上，带到闹市，在各样的环境里面，他们与周围的人交流。
It was in and through the ordinary interactions of daily life that the disciples followed Jesus.
就是通过这些每天的日常的这些生活，耶稣带领他们的门徒。
This is where the fruit of the Spirit come into play.
这就是圣灵所结的果子，他们的这个禾场。
Because the fruit are about mature, spiritually mature relationship with others.
因为果子就将要成熟。
And joy is a most important aspect of this fruit.
喜乐是这个圣灵所果子一个非常也许是最重要的一个品性。
Since joy is an emotional attitude, it's very difficult to describe it. It's internal.
因为喜乐是一种关于情绪的态度，所以说很难描述。
A look on the face can be faked or confused with a different meaning.
当我们看到别人的表情的时候，我们不知道他是不是装出来的，或者是他代表其他意思。
A spring in somebody's step could be for many reasons, just as it could be many reasons for giving thanks.
当我们看到一个人欢喜雀跃的时候，可能有许多的原因。就好像我们当我们感谢的时候，我们也有许多的原因。
Giving thanks could be for gratitude, or it could be out of obligation, or it could be because you don't want to be in somebody else's debt.
当我们说谢谢你的时候，我们可能是真心的说内心的这样的感恩感谢，或者是只是应付这个根据习惯或者是简单的这样的应付。
We all have some idea or picture of what joy should look like.A smile, a positive attitude, a generous praise, effusive happiness.
我们实际上都有一些想法，就是喜乐应该是怎么样的。
However, I am reminded of the time Paul and Silas were thrown into prison in Philippi.
但是呢，我自己常常提醒我自己，想到保罗和希拉他们在腓立比的监狱里面的情况。
This is after they've been whipped on the back.
这是他们被鞭打，在背上被鞭打。
What did they do?
他们做了什么？
Did they question why? Lord, we were preaching your gospel. Why are you punishing us?
他们问了原因没有？他们说我们去传福音，为什么还得到这样的结果？
Did they sit in silent mortification?
他们是不是坐在那儿就是屈辱羞辱，就像修行一样
？No, they sing hymns and praises to God.
不，他们唱赞美诗，他们赞美神。
And now I'm going to give you a little bit of interpretation. I think God was so happy he laughed and it shook the earth, and then the doors to the jail cell opened.
那这是我。
And they were freed.
那这是我自己的一点点解释。我们知道在圣经里面提到这个监狱的门就是由于地震被打开了。
I take a little bit of liberty there, but you get the point.
但是我认为是神自己在天上这样欢喜，他这样的高兴，以至于他就是震动了这个大地，以至于监狱的门被打开了，监狱里面的囚犯都放出来了。
God was pleased by their joy, and as the other prisoners listened, he did shake the earth, and he opened those jail cell doors, but more than that happened.
神他确实是欢喜快乐在天上，因为他看到这个保罗和希拉他们就是在那儿困难的情况下赞美他。
The jailer saw all the prisoners escape, so he was going to take his own life. But Paul stopped him and shared the gospel with him, and he and his whole family came to Jesus.
你们还记得就是监狱长他看到这些所有的囚犯都跑了，他就要自尽。这个时候保罗就带了他在神面前，他一家人都因此而得救。
All because Paul and Silas had joy.
所有这些都是因为保罗和希拉他们在监狱里面有喜乐。
My friends, I commend to you the path of joy. Walk on it and stay on it.
所以朋友们，我给大家献上这个喜乐的道路，请大家在上面就是行走，永远不偏离。
Amen.
Amen.